Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Major funding for On Point is provided by Liberty Mutual for all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs. Liberty Mutual. Responsibility. What's your policy?
From WBUR Boston, I'm Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point. In the city of big shoulders, one Mexican band is making a big splash. Chicago's breakout ensemble Sones de México has scored a Grammy nomination for its latest album, Esta Tierra Es Tuya, This Land Is Your Land. With more than 50 instruments at their fingertips, from jawbone to violin, this six-member band is turning out bold, foot-tapping tunes that are deeply rooted in Mexican tradition and wildly diverse. This time out, they've got Old Mexico, Bach, Led Zeppelin, and Woody Guthrie queued up. This hour on point, the Grammy-nominated musical sensation from Chicago, Sones de México. You can join the conversation. Are you ready to go way beyond mariachi music to hear the history and geography and politics in a big, wide, deep tradition? Is Sones de México already on your iPod? We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. Joining me from Chicago are five of the six members of Sones de México. They've scored a big-time Grammy nomination, no easy feat for an independent label band. These are serious musicians with a robust sound and spirit. All are immigrants from Mexico, Venezuela, preserving traditional music and pushing it in new directions. I think we've got nearly a half dozen in the studio there in Chicago. Hello, Sones de México, are you there?
Hello.
That's great. Thank you so much for coming in, and I know you've got a bunch, maybe not all 50 of those instruments, but a bunch of them with you. I can't see you, but let me just shout out and say hi to you. Juan Diaz, founding member of Sones de México, an accomplished musician, vocalist, ethnomusicologist, born in Mexico, moved to the U.S. 25 years ago. Mr. Diaz, thank you very much for being here.
Hello, Tom. Thanks for having us.
And a founder, Victor Pichardo, born in Mexico City, the other founder of Sones de México, musical director, composer, also accomplished musician on over 50 folk instruments. Victor Pichardo, thank you very much for being here today.
Thank you for having us here.
I think it's your son, Zakbey Pichardo, on wind and string instruments, including the harp. Zakbey, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Wonderful. Thank you for joining us. Juan Rivera, vocalist, violinist, guitarist, percussion. Juan Rivera, hello.
Hello. How are you?
We're great. We're just great. And Javier Saume, percussionist from the one guy not from Mexico, from Caracas, Venezuela. Javier Saume, thanks a lot for being there as well.
Thank you, Tom. How are you?
We're great. And it's a privilege to have you with us, and I can't wait to hear a bunch of your music. But I don't know. Let's just dive in. Juan Diaz, first of all, what is this big, bold, robust, essentially Mexican band doing in Chicago?
That's an excellent question, Tom.
You still wondering, or is it obvious to you?
We're still wondering. Chicago's a great city. It's a great music town. There are many opportunities for us here. And we met in Chicago 13 years ago and began to play Mexican son, which was not very much heard of before in the Windy City. And we began to make a name for ourselves, associated with this town and then further out each year.
Victor Pichardo, I know that you make a lot of music, but you've got a big mission as well that extends all the way to cultural education. What kind of thing do you do on that front?
Well, I teach in high school after-school programs for mariachi music and more than mariachi also.
Yeah.
And in the Chicago public schools, and beyond that, we do a lot of workshops and didactic concerts all through the nation.
Juan, you mentioned Mexican son, and this, of course, is a great big ocean of music, and son goes beyond Mexico to all of Latin America. But for those of our listeners who may not know exactly what you're talking about there, what's son?
Well, son is not a very specific term to one style of music, but it's a family of musical styles, and you always have to qualify it. You have to say Mexican son, and once you get into Mexico, you have to say son from a particular region, son jarocho, son huasteco, son, etc.
So is it like folk music or something different?
It's danceable folk music. In some regions they use string instruments. Some other regions they use brass instruments or marimba. It changes from one place to another. But it's always festive, danceable music.
You know, I should have begun by saying congratulations to all of you for your Grammy nomination on the album. Thanks, it's just terrific. We'll know, I guess, in a couple of weeks how it turns out. Mm-hmm. The album is titled Esta Tierra Es Tuya, This Land Is Your Land. Juan Diaz, how does Woody Guthrie end up, as the title track on a Mexican ensemble's album out of Chicago?
Well, Tom, I think if Woody Guthrie were alive today, he'd be right here singing with us. The song is very much in the spirit of his music. I believe he wrote the song, and he always was supportive of people seeking opportunities.
Maybe Oakey's headed out of the Dust Bowl, headed for California, and not exactly being warmly welcomed there all the time.
Mm-hmm. Right, and when the immigration movement began to be in the public's eye or a bigger piece of news in America, this song kept ringing in my ears, and that's when we decided that we would try to do a Spanish version of it.
Would you play it for us?
Of course.
Very live from Chicago is Sones de Mexico with Esta Tierra Es Tuya. You've played this for rallies, for immigrant rallies. Victor Pichardo, how does the crowd respond if it's an immigrant crowd, a Mexican or Mexican-American crowd? Do they like it?
Yes, of course. We play not rallies, but some mostly
marches.
Marches.
Yeah.
And in the last summer, And yes, the people started to repeat the lyrics in Spanish, mostly, because it was mostly Spanish people, Hispanic people. And but also, we tried to put this song into the context that we think it's very important now in our concerts or in interviews like this or whatever is needed.
Juan Diaz, do you see the crowds picking it up when you sing it? Is it a message that carries across cultural lines?
Yes, it's very emotional for me when I see people in the audience or even the engineers here in the studio singing along with us.
I love it. I mean, it's got to be, it was empowering for Americans, 50, 75 years ago when Woody Guthrie sang it. You think it's equally empowering? Does it make this land feel like the land of an immigrant, potentially even an illegal immigrant?
I think so. I think the song is a classic. It's a very catchy tune and has a very strong message. It doesn't matter where you take it. Maybe the Turks in Europe will sing it someday.
Well, that would be a big world. That would be a big country. Juan Diaz, Victor Pichardo, Zach B. Pichardo, Juan Rivera, and Javier Salme in Chicago with Sones de Mexico. It's just great having you with us today. Please stand by there. Go out with a track from their album. This is the Tabasco Suite. Listeners, you can join us. Is this the Mexican-American sound you've been waiting for? Are these Mexican-American musicians right to claim Woody Guthrie's message for their own? 800-423-8255 is our number. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We'll be right back. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're talking this hour with the Grammy-nominated breakout Mexican band from Chicago, Sones de Mexico, about their beautiful music, their deep take on culture and politics, and their range from Mexican son to Bach to Woody Guthrie. You can join the conversation. Do you know them? Have you heard them? Why has American music, Mexican music, so often been reduced in the United States to mariachi music? Mexican Americans, what do you hear in Sones de Mexico? Is this America's new folk sound? We're at 1-800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK. The most recent album, and it's been nominated for a Grammy in the Mexican-American album category, is Esta Tierra Es Tuya, This Land Is Your Land. Behind us right now, we hear Four Sticks. It's Sones de Mexico's cover of Led Zeppelin's Four Sticks. Now, pretty soon, Juan Diaz, everybody's going to think you don't do anything exactly traditional. On the other hand, this sounds very traditional. At one level, what drew you to cover Led Zeppelin here?
Well, a lot of our crossover experiments are based on some experience that we've had. A lot of this music is autobiographical in a sense. We were actually invited to a Led Zeppelin tribute at a folk institution here in Chicago, the Old Town School of Folk Music. Mm-hmm. And I think the organizers or friends of ours, they probably thought it would be funny or a joke to invite the Mexican band to play a Led Zeppelin tune. But we took it as a serious commission and started working on this song, and it eventually turned into an Aztec ceremonial dance. I felt that the power of Aztec drums gave me the same feeling sometimes that heavy metal would, because it has that power.
It's a fantastic sound. It blends right in and makes it somehow very Mexican at the same time that we cannot help recognizing it as Led Zeppelin's. Was there something unique in this song, in its rhythm, in its meter, that made it amenable to your performance, Juan?
Yes, I listened to a lot of Led Zeppelin tracks, and a lot of them did not cross over very well, because Led Zeppelin is based on a blues tradition, which didn't have the same part of Mexico's past. But Four Sticks had a rhythmic quality to it that blended very well with some of the things we have in Mexico. And songs like this one help us reach out to people who would normally pick up a Mexican folk album. They may recognize that song by Led Zeppelin. They may pick it up and then listen to some of the other songs that we're doing, some of the songs that are more along our artistic mission, and discover Mexico. So in a sense, you could say that songs like Four Sticks or the Brandenburg Concerto or This Land Is Your Land, they're entryways, they're invitations to come and get to know us better.
We'll hear a little bit of that Brandenburg Concerto of Bach, no less, a little later. You mentioned the Aztec drum here, and the conch trumpets I know are in that cover as well. Victor Pichardo, I'm looking at a photograph of your band, and you may be only five or six in number. We've got just five today, but when it comes to instruments, you're huge. I mean, you've got an enormous range of instruments that you use. Describe some of that range for us, if you would, Victor.
Well, in Mexican music, as you can hear in this record CD, we have tried to represent most of the cultural areas in Mexico. And each area has their own very well-defined style. As Juan said before, sometimes with string, sometimes with just flute and drum, sometimes with brass ensemble. And we have the mission to try to show the people the many colors of sounds we have in Mexico. So that's why in each concert we bring most of the instruments we have in our collections and try to bring out the sound, and the people can know how important it is in Mexico, the looking for colors in music.
Many colors, that texture, and we feel it. I see all kinds of guitars here and all kinds of percussion, and then you get down to flutes and rasps and jawbones and bells and conch shells, marimba. Juan Diaz, for many Americans, though, you know, Mexican music sound got sort of reduced to trumpets and mariachi. How and why did that happen?
Well, the history of mariachi music there's many reasons. The movie industry in Mexico had a lot to do with it. That's one of the reasons during the 1940s when the U.S. was engaged in the World War II. The movies in Hollywood, the industry was not as strong, and a lot of cinematographers and filmmakers went to Mexico and strengthened a lot of the Mexican movie industry. There was also a nationalist movement going on in Mexico, so they championed something local and they picked the mariachi band. So all of a sudden they were in movies, they were in records, they were all over the place. So also, tequila became an international drink during the 40s. So.
That song, right. but I've heard you, I mean, in a way, I've heard you say that Americans get a kind of very thin diet and understanding of what Mexican music is, and that part of your mission is to lay out much more of that great fabric that Victor referred to.
Yes, and we love mariachi music. I really think it's a great style of music. We just feel that there are other equally worthy styles in Mexico that haven't gotten the same exposure, and we find it's a great opportunity, a great niche, a great resource to bring new ideas and new sounds to the general public.
We can't resist hearing more with all five of you there and all your instruments as well. Another tune, track off of your album, Esta Tierra Es Tuya, La Presumida. I'm not sure how that translates. Maybe like a conceited woman or something like that. Tell us about this track.
Yeah, Presumida is a conceited woman. Of course, it's a song of unrequited love. You know, if she thinks you know, she's too good for me, so I'm going to write her a song.
And what style is this in, as you prepare to play it for us?
It's a son from a region of Mexico called Huasteca, so it's called Son Huasteco.
Okay, let's hear it. La Presumida, Ida.
Samba.
Azteca poblana, ahí vive una presumida, ahí vive una presumida, por la Huasteca poblana.
Mi persistencia fue vana,
¡oh, no!
Y toda mi adulación, y aunque el tiempo todo sana, ella fue mi perdición.
Live from Chicago at Sones de Mexico, there with Juan Diaz, Victor Pichardo, Zach B. Pichardo, Juan Rivera, and Javier Same. From their album Esta Tierra Es Tuya, Grammy nominated for Best Mexican-American Album this year. Let me tell you, it is terrific. I put it in my CD player and I just can't get it out of there. I don't want it to go.
Great.
It's wonderful. There's La Presumida, the conceited woman, complaining about love not returned lyrics, and they're like, my persistence and my adulation were in vain, and while time may heal everything, she was my perdition. Oh, we feel it. Let's get a call. Rita's calling from Virginia Beach, Virginia. Hi, you're on the air, Rita.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Hi, I'm actually a native Californian. I grew up in, born and raised in the 70s and 80s in San Diego.
Yeah.
And my husband's in the military, which brought us to Virginia Beach.
Great.
And just listening to him and feeling the culture, I grew up with that. And I miss it. And I took it for granted that I grew up in a melting pot. And the rest of the United States isn't aware of the music as well as I am. And it's just nice to see that they're broadening and people are, you know, starting to listen in different parts of the states.
That's great.
So he's great. I'm on my way to work listening, just in heaven, you know, just remembering my childhood.
So this is Bravo from San Diego Girl in Virginia Beach, and thank you very much, Rita. Let's get one more from down your
gracias.
Way.
Gracias.
Yeah, gracias to you. From Norfolk, Virginia. Bob, you're on the air.
Good day, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
We're well. What do you hear, Bob?
Well, I tell you, I was turned on to South Mexico, Domenico, a couple months ago. They did an interview on Morning Edition.
Yes.
And I was just immediately entranced and enthralled with these folks. And so I stopped what I was doing and Googled them and found them. And it took me back. So far, I'm a professional musician by trade as well. And it took me back to years and years, having seen Ruben Blades and several other people in the California area and in New York and Miami area. It's so much more an experience than a lot of the music that you have in our Anglo culture. I mean, everybody gets so enveloped by the sounds and emotion that is emitted through the instruments, and that they are such masters at what they do and the culture that they bring out. I mean, just watching some of their almost tutorials talking about their instruments and the folk things they use, the jawbone of an ass, you know, it makes me think that maybe some of our pundits that I so revile aren't total waste of carbon after all.
Right. They make it sound a whole lot better. I have to say, Bob, thanks for calling with that. More props from Virginia. We want to hear it as the compliments come in. Here's Eres Bella off the CD, You Are Beautiful Flower. Eres Bella there from Esta Tierra Es Tuya. Juan Diaz, when you kick it up in Chicago, I know you've got sort of a million strong Mexican-American population there, but what do your audiences look like? Do you bring in the whole population of Chicago, or are you like the Mexicans' favorite sons there?
Well, that's the great thing, Tom. There, we get a mixed audience. There's a lot of people that feel welcome to our music, and part of our mission is to be accessible. So we're happy to see a range of people. Recently, we did a project even with a Chinese here in Chicago. The Silk Road Project did a collaborative recording with us, and we created a joint composition with them. It's something that we might see possibly in the next Sones de Mexico album. But we like this type of cross-cultural collaborations.
You guys are brave. I know you're an ethnomusicologist by education. Is there anywhere you won't go? I mean, you bring us the Mexican son, but Chinese, that sounds like a real stretch, but you reach for them.
Yeah, it was an exciting opportunity. We don't try to force things. Why did we pick Four Sticks, or why did we pick a certain song? I think in a sense, the songs pick us. We keep our ears open, and these opportunities arise for these, just from our daily experience, and we put them on the album.
Well, we're glad you're doing it. We're going to hear a lot more. Sones de Mexico is with us from Chicago. This is Los Panaderos, the Bakers, kind of invitation to dance. Get up, Bakers. It's time to work. Look for a partner. It's time to dance, they sing. Listeners, you can join us, 800-423-8255. What do you hear in this Grammy-nominated album, this Grammy-nominated band? 800-423-TALK. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We'll be right back.
Ya no puedo más, ya que acabo cantando los besos de...
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're talking this hour with the Grammy-nominated breakout Mexican band from Chicago, Sones de México. Their big album is Esta Tierra Es Tuya, nominated for Best Mexican-American Grammy Awards coming up very soon. They join us today live from Chicago, Juan Diaz, Victor Pichardo, Zacbe Pichardo, Javier Salme, and Juan Rivera, all there with their instruments tuned up and ready to go for us. It's exciting, and we're grateful. You can join the conversation, 800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK. Of course, the new album's name in English is This Land Is Your Land. And yes, it's Woody Guthrie's album, and they make no bones about arranging that for a Mexican-American sensibility, maybe for an American conversation right now around politics and immigration and much more. 800-423-TALK is our number. Catalin is calling right now from Orange, Connecticut. Catalin, you're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to ask the band if they are using the last verse of This Land Is Your Land in their marches, which basically says, in the squares of the city, in the shadows of the steeple, near the relief office, I see my people, and some of them are grumbling, and some of them are wondering if this land's still made for you and me. I would think that that's a very potent and poignant verse that should be included.
It's good to be remember just how pointed Woody Guthrie was. Juan Diaz, did you take it word for word all the way down the verses, or did you edit for your format?
We did not use that one, but I think I'm thinking about using it now.
to take it right on down, even to that. And you hear what Catalin's saying there. She's hearing the political message loud and clear. And we've got more on exactly that front. Peter is calling from Gloucester, Massachusetts. Peter, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Hello. It's wonderful musicians, and I just am thrilled by that. I was so struck by the Woody Guthrie song. I was on my way to work, and I pulled over to the side of the road, and it just actually was a really seminal experience to hear you guys sing that song. It's like it really pulled. I'm a very busy person, and I don't have a lot of time to spend on many political issues, but it immediately brought a whole new perspective, I think, on the immigrant question that's so volatile these days.
Peter, does Sones de México make Woody Guthrie's song sound as though it belongs as much to them and Mexican Americans as anybody else who might sing it?
Well, absolutely, but it made me connect very deeply with the whole plight of these, you know, immigrants who come here and probably work much harder than the Americans and are paid much less, and then are the object of so much derision and hatred that really makes me feel very sad. And along those lines is another song that I would love for them to sing, and I would really be interested in buying records of it, but it's the Deportees, the song of Woody Guthrie about the plane that went down over the hills of Los Gatos was the immigrants that were being deported back to Mexico, to Juan Jesus y María.
So you say dive right on into to Guthrie's songbook, and there may be more there. Peter, we're moved that you've pulled over just to hear it, and we thank you for your call. Let's get one more on this piece of what Sones de México does. Angie in Virginia Beach, Virginia, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
I just wanted to say that I think it's great that they took this song because I think it was written for that purpose, and Woody Guthrie had no idea how to predict who was going to be coming into the country. But fundamentally, our country is built on immigration. There's not anybody except for the Native Americans who didn't come or had their ancestors come here. And I think that if you choose to be American, you are American. That's what our country is. So if they take that song and that meaning inside the song is projected. It's not even just for Mexican Americans. It's for anybody who wants to be American. And I think it's a beautiful thing.
Angie, thanks very much for that. Juan Diaz, you picked up Woody Guthrie's song at a time when immigration politics were very hot in this country. Just how political does the band want to be, Sones de México?
Well, we don't have a political agenda per se. Our first agenda is artistic, and Like I said, you know, the song picked us. The song just resonated in my head when all this immigration debates were going on. I was hearing people talking one side or the other, whether these people have a right to be here or we have a right to be here, whether we're draining a drain on this society or whether we're contributing to it. And where it comes down to is we just need an opportunity, you know, like everyone who's come here, would just give us a chance, you know. And you know, we feel we're making a contribution to America.
We hear it in your words, and we love hearing it in your music. I think we've got one more that you can play for us live there, and we can't get enough of it. This one's the rage or passionate outburst, La Rabia. Tell us about it, Juan.
Well, as you said, it's a song from the Calentano region of Mexico, the hot lands, the Tierra Caliente. And in this particular arrangement that Victor Pichardo did, we feature a little bit of each instrument. And particularly, you're going to hear a percussion section with Javier Saume, who's playing a wooden box that represents a tradition of beating on the sides of the harp in the old days.
We're ready to hear it. It's live from Chicago, Sones de Mexico, with La Rabia. Thank you. Wow, La Rabia, passionate outburst from Sonas de Mexico, live with us from Chicago. And if you're not feeling the passionate outburst, you're just not feeling. It's great to have you guys with us. It's just tremendous. So many callers want to talk to you. Sam in Newton, Massachusetts. You're on the air with Sones de Mexico.
Hi, Tom. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Well, this is wonderful. You know, I've been in the States for 40 years, and listening to this music gets me going.
Me
certainly
too.
My feet are moving, and you can stop it. I wish my wife kind of would move with me at the same time, but she's born here, so what does she know about all this stuff? Anyway, Tom, this is a cardio music, so you could get going. Your heart would be happy. 20 minutes a day of this, you don't need to go to the gym. This is terrific.
40 years, and are you from Mexico originally, Sam?
Yeah, I was born in Mexico. I've been here 40 years.
And does it sound like the old days to you, or something new coming here out of
even
Chicago?
Even better.
Even better.
This is even better. It has some changes and some originality, some added music, but certainly the music in a lot of places in Mexico used to be like this, and everybody just stands up and you get going. You can stop.
Sam, use your Spanish. Tell these guys what you think.
Well, I think it's great. In fact, you know, I'm a Mexican Jew, and this is better than Jora and all that stuff. This is really wonderful.
Oh, jeez. Well, hang on to a little bit of it, but it's wonderful to have your call, Sam. Thanks.
Gracias, Sam.
That's great, and keep right on moving. Let's get another from Columbia, South Carolina. Frank, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Very well, indeed. What do you think?
You know what? I have a Sonas de Mexico album from 1994 or 5.
That's going way back.
That is. I was the pastor at Agape House at the University of Illinois, Chicago, and Jaime was a student, and I think we had the band played at Agape House a time or two.
So,
does he remember?
That's correct. Yes, we used to rehearse at the Agape House for many years.
I've moved to South Carolina, and I was unpacking my CDs the other day and played your album. I have a signed album from Jaime, and I treasure it. It's great music, always has been.
Hang on to it. Grammy may be headed their way. You may have a real collector's item on your hands, Frank. Thanks for calling. I want to hear a little bit of this Bach. I mean, we got Guthrie now. We got Led Zeppelin. But you've got a piece of the Brandenburg Concerto on here, number 3, G major. Juan, once more with feeling, what made you reach in this direction?
Let's Victor answer this
one, Victor,
because he
please.
Arranged the song.
Yes, please, yeah. Victor.
Well, this song, it's I had this song also a long time in my mind. And once I realized that could be blend with the Jarocho style, I decided to start this arrangement. And fortunately, we have the chance to work with the Chicago Symphony Brass Ensemble. And they gave us the input enough to really go for it. Even though this song is written for strings, the brass ensemble brought a very powerful sound to this piece. We add the traditional instrumentation from Veracruz in the Gulf of Mexico.
Yep.
And we just take the same rhythm that Bach did in their original piece. And we just add some more colors, Mexican colors, and make it Mexican.
Our time is short. We won't get it all. But here's from the Brandenburg Concerto from Sonas de Mexico in Chicago, Bach. Wow, fantastic. Victor, you know, for just a moment there, when you guys first come in, I was tasting a little Sgt. Pepper in the Beatles, practically, when you come in on top of Bach. It's a great combination. Who would have thought it?
Well, it's a great, also, I had Beatles since I was born, so I really love the sound that they did in the blend with the classical. And I think that that became also to my mind, and it's part of my heritage. I'm not just Mexican, but worldwide citizen. So I think it, you did a very good comparison.
Amen to that. Citizens of the world right here, and stretching that Mexican fabric very wide and very deep and very beautifully. I'm sorry we had to cut that short. We could have listened all day, but then there's only so many minutes in an hour.
Of course.
You are all just tremendous to have been with us from Chicago today. I want to thank you. Juan Rivera. Juan, thanks for being here.
Thank you very much for having us here.
It's great to have you. Javier Salome, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
What's it like hanging out with all these one-time Mexicans? You're the Venezuelan guy in the crowd. Are they all right to you?
I turn out Mexican already.
Okay. You better.
You better, I guess. Zacbe Pichardo, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Victor Pichardo, thank you for your arrangements and your insight today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us here today.
And Juan Diaz with Sones de Mexico. Juan, thanks very much for you all coming in. We appreciate it.
Adios.
Adios. Good luck with the Grammy. We'll be watching when the awards come down, and good luck to you all. We'll go out with one more. Yo, you bet. Anytime. De nada. We'll go out with Inchalpicua, Dance of the Butterflies from Sones de Mexico. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.